Hey everyone, welcome to PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the BlackBerry Pearl 3G 418T. It's available right now for the contract price of $99.99. It sports a modern look and is geared towards the everyday consumer out there. Although it retains the candy bar form factor from its predecessor, it actually borrows a lot of design cues found on more recent handsets like the Bold 9650 and 9700. You can tell it's evident with the chrome bezel all around the handset, and it's constructed out of plastic all around, which does make it very lightweight, and it's not cheap too. It does feel rather good. Overall, we're happy with the construction. It's fairly compact and lightweight, and has just that updated look to it. Powering on the handset, you're going to be greeted to its 2.3-inch display, which has a resolution of 360 by 400 pixels. And honestly, when you combine the resolution and the size of the display, it does offer for some pretty good details and crisp-looking text. It manages to reproduce colors correctly as well. It does offer some good viewing angles, and we didn't have too much issues using it in outdoor conditions, especially in direct sunlight, so we're pretty happy with the display overall. Right below that, you have your usual set of BlackBerry buttons. You have the send and the BlackBerry menu key, the back, and the optical trackpad, which is a little bit slick at first, but after you get used to it, it's pretty responsive, and you can always change the sensitivity. Pressing it down does offer a pretty good tactile response. Now you see the SureType keyboard, 20 keys. It's pretty much standard what you see on the Pearl series. At first, it's a little bit cramped, and there is a slight learning curve using it, but after a while, I kind of get familiar with using it. So we didn't have too much of an issue with it, and it does offer a subtle tactile response when you press the buttons. On the left-hand side, you just simply have the left convenience key, which is kind of hard to make out. The micro USB port, 3.5mm headset jack. On the right-hand side, you have the same hard-to-feel buttons, the volume rocker and the right convenience key that turns on the camera. On the top, you have some quick media functions. You have the playback functions here, rewind, forward, pause, and even to lock the phone. On the back, you simply have the 3-megapixel camera, autofocus camera with LED flash. And when you remove the back cover, it's going to give you access to the SIM card slot, battery, and the micro SD card slot. Powering the BlackBerry Pearl 3G is a 624MHz processor with 256MB of RAM and ROM. So moving about the platform, which is BlackBerry OS 5.0, is pretty swift and quick. We didn't notice any issues as far as navigating or any slowdown, and any other typical BlackBerry user will fit in with this format. And so the main menu here is laid out in a grid-like form. If you go back to the home screen, it's going to give you some pertinent information and some quick access functions. So at the bottom here, on top left, you have your sound profiles, while on top right, you have your connection profiles. Now, even though it might have a steep learning curve for anyone that's new to the BlackBerry Pearl series, using the SureType keyboard is pretty good after a while, especially when you have predictive text enabled. So we didn't have too much of an issue as far as composing text messages. Naturally, the other great thing about the Pearl 3G is its email experience. Even setting up email is not a problem for generic clients. You just put in your username and password, and bam, it's going to automatically set it up. But as far as specific clients, we're even surprised to see our PhoneRena email set up automatically without any additional pieces of information, such as server addresses. Unfortunately, the web browsing experience, nothing to talk about on the Pearl 3G, just because, as you could tell, it doesn't fully render our site. There's just some missing pictures, although it does seem to load up fairly good amount of time. Scrolling is pretty smooth. Unfortunately, due to the size of the display, it makes it very hard to read out text, especially right now in the zoomed out view. As you could tell, everything's pretty much garbled. If you zoom in, this is the maximum zoom, and as you could tell still, it's very difficult to make out the text. So the experience is not going to be the best, and you're probably going to have a little bit of a hard time just viewing what's on screen. Although there's nothing too different about its music player, just because it shows you your album cover, your track information, even on-screen controls, we're really surprised by the audio quality from its speaker. In fact, it produces some really deep tones, very strong too, so you're going to hear it easily without any problems. There's the one thing we don't like about the handsets, the fact that when you're watching videos, you only have the landscape orientation to watch them. There's no portrait option, so it's a little bit awkward, but thankfully it manages to run the videos with no problem at all. As you could tell, it's running fairly smoothly. It's encoded in MPEG-4, 640 by 480 resolution, and didn't stutter one bit during its playback. Now, we weren't really all too impressed with the handset's 3.2 megapixel camera, just because using it in outdoor conditions, we just noticed that it didn't have as much details as we would like, a little bit more on the fuzzy side with softer tones. Color reproduction is a little bit off too, especially in low lighting conditions. Thankfully, when you use the LED flash, it does manage to produce some pretty good colors in the shots, but still not as sharp as we would like it to be. The Pearl 3G actually has a maximum shooting resolution of 640x480 and captures at a rate of 23 frames per second. Although there's no pixelization in the video that we shot here, it doesn't seem as sharp as we would like it to be, and it's just lacking some fine details. But luckily it doesn't stutter, it just moves along at a decent frame rate. When it comes down to calling quality in the Pearl 3G, we're pretty satisfied with the overall quality it's able to exhibit. First off, the earpiece on the handset itself is decent in tone, not the loudest out there, but more than enough to distinguish voices. There is a slight static sound that can be heard that's only prominent when no one's talking, but voices were luckily still natural in tone. Same thing goes to our callers, they did say that our voice did sound natural with no distortion whatsoever. When we switched to using the speakerphone too, it does produce some deep tones, we didn't have any issues using it, and we're pretty happy with the overall experience it offers. Without question, the other great thing about the Pearl 3G is the fact that it offers superb battery life. We managed to get a talk time of 6 hours and 15 minutes on a single charge when a manufacturer has it rated for 5 hours. On top of that, for daily users, you're going to be pretty satisfied with the overall experience you get out of it. On top of the great battery life, the handset manages to retain a solid connection of bars in high coverage areas. We didn't have any issues as far as drop calls during our testing. By far, the biggest target audience that the Pearl 3G is trying to attract are those basic users who are looking to jump into a smartphone, and it manages to do that well. But when you consider the fact that it's priced at $100 with a contract, it's up against some stiff competition in the form of some Android handsets out there, like the Motorola Flipout, which does offer a little bit more functionality and flexibility with its QWERTY keyboard and also a touchscreen. So if you'd like to learn more about the BlackBerry Pearl 3G, or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.